You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. Today, as you walk away from whatever video feed that you are looking at right now, that you will have a deep sense that anything that religion has given you as a box to put God in is not large enough, not big enough. That whatever definitions you have tried to fit God into are incomplete at the end of the day. No human words can contain God. Do you hear that? No human words can contain God. God is bigger, larger, beyond, outside of the lines, outside of the definitions of any words we try to use. Now, I want to flip that coin also and say, and yet we should use words to try to describe God. And our boxes can be helpful. Our religions might point us in a good direction. The coloring that we try to do can be helpful. If we can remember the first point, that the box and the lines and the boundaries and the definitions don't ultimately define, contain, or tell us exactly who God is. Do you hear all that? One, God's bigger than our definitions. Two, our definitions can be, might be helpful if they're pointing us in the right direction. And that's why in this whole sermon series, Losing My Religion is ultimately about obtaining, cultivating, creating, being in, and belonging to a grace-based faith. It is in grace that we can bathe our human language definitions, boxes, in a deep sense of inadequacy. That these things, these structures, these constructs, these systems, this scaffolding that we put together inside of our human minds might be able to help us get closer to God, encounter God, experience God, be more like God. But notice I keep saying might and can and maybe, because all of those things can all fall apart. One, if they're pointing in the wrong direction, right? If they're pushing us more towards hate, if they're pushing us more towards this sense of judgmental certainty, if they're pushing us more towards self-righteousness, if they're pushing us more towards judging other people and setting up ourselves higher than others, if they're pushing us more towards a transactional understanding of God, then we've got to throw them out, push them aside, and know that that's not going to work. However, if our religion, spiritualities, faith, philosophy, sciences, psychologies, all these different things, if they are pushing us and pulling us more towards grace, love, compassion, gentleness, wisdom, discernment, humility, yielding ourselves, as we talked about a few weeks ago, then, friends, it can draw us towards this infinite, eternal, beyond the box God. The God that we encounter here in Psalm 8, O Lord, our sovereign, the one who's above everything, the one that I serve, because this God's just so massive and big. How majestic is your name in all the earth. If I'm drawn upwards and outward, like being on a mountaintop, and I can feel and encounter and experience the majesty, the overwhelming presence of God Almighty, whew, then I can get into that kind of religious thinking. I can get into that kind of spiritual experience. I can get into that kind of faith development, because that is full of grace. It reminds me of my place in the world, and I don't have to have it all put together. I have limits. I am human. I am trying, but I am frail and frenzied, as we talked about in that prayer. I don't have it all figured out. I don't have God all put together. I don't have the perfect definition for this whole thing. But you know what? I do have my experiences of God. I do have the community of gracious, faithful people who are around me, helping me to love more deeply, to have compassion in a wider and broader manner, to be able to see myself in a transformational rather than transactional way. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Above the heavens. I want you to think about how this book starts right here. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Reality, that which is unseen and that which is seen, in Psalms is telling us, and God is also beyond all of that, bigger than all that. Yes, in all of it, but also so much further outside of it as well. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark. Do you hear that? Do you hear that phrase? Out of the mouths of babes and infants who don't have the proper right words, definitions, boxes, categories, or characterizations. What it's saying here, all of those babblings, all of those noises, all those sounds that you and I make, God hears them all and goes, bring on that chaotic noise. I want to hear you. I want you to try. I want you to converse with me in whatever way that you can, even if it's the sounds of infants and toddlers just trying to make an attempt at language for this whole being, this whole thing, this sacred I am. And when we begin to realize that and understand that, we can go, yeah, they're my babblings about God, about religion, about truth, about spirituality, and they sort of get at what I'm seeing in a sunrise or a sunset, but I can't quite capture it. I want to describe this love that I have for my child or my partner or a parent or a friend, but I can't quite get the words for it, but they're heading in the right direction. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name, and how small I am. And I don't have the capability or the capacity to be able to wrap my arms and wrap my brain around exactly who God is. And yet the text goes, yet you have made them a little lower than God. Crown them with glory and honor. You've given them dominion over the works of your hands, over your creation. And you have put all things under their feet. You see those two things? God's so much bigger than us and our definitions. And yet God goes, and yet I want you to try. You're a little lower. And I'm putting all of this creation right here at your fingertips, under your feet. I want you to try. I want you to partner with me. And when we finally grasp that two sides of that coin, friends, you and I begin to actually cultivate this grace-based faith. when we can go beyond our own boxes of who we are, of who God is, of what this creation is, of what the world is, and begin to discover a huge God. And also, huge humanity who makes the attempt, who tries, who God says, yep, you can do it because I trust you. And it all comes full circle, friends, that the transactional genie God and our three wishes that we hope we can just make happen in the world, to make and manipulate the world as we want, fades away, and we begin to trust in this relational, connectional, trinitarian, incarnational God. Comes full circle back to us saying, God saying to you and I, and you are sacred. And you are majestic. And yeah, you're not quite me. But I trust you. And it pulls us in that direction of who God is and also who God made you and me to be. And we are surrounded by that grace. My hope for you, friend, is that you can truly not just discover this grace-based faith, but that you can begin to experience each and every day of your life, that you can cast off the transactional and bask in this trusting, relational, highly majestic, bigger than the universe God, who also believes in you and in me. Amen. Thank you.